I'm Sami Zeidan with a look at the headlines here in Al Jazeera now. China's economic growth has slowed slightly more than expected. The economy grew by 4.9% in the third quarter of this year. That's a drop of 3% from the previous quarter. Experts blame a slowdown in construction, power shortages and floods. Katrina Yu has more from Beijing on one of the reasons behind the slowdown.
So I think in a way you can say that part of this performance number, this lower result, is because that China has inflicted these certain curbs on part of its industries. So firstly, you can look at the curbs on the energy industry. China is really trying to reach quite strict climate change targets. There have been very tight curbs on energy use across China. And as a result, we've seen these power outages affect very major provinces here in China. And that's had a huge impact on the manufacturing industry and on productivity.
Police in Haiti say a notorious gang is behind the abduction of foreign Christian missionaries and their families. They were kidnapped as they left an orphanage near the capital, Port-au-Prince, on Saturday. Floods and landslides have killed at least 24 people in India's southern Kerala state. Officials say thousands have been evacuated and at least 100 relief camps have been set up. It's the worst flooding since 2018. The UN Special Envoy for Syria says the government and opposition will begin drafting constitutional reforms from Monday. Talks over the country's political future have been stalled since January. Syria's 10-year civil war has killed over 350,000 people. Afghanistan's Interior Ministry says girls will soon return to secondary schools. Since the Taliban's takeover, only primary-age girls have been allowed to go to school. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the country's largest city will remain under lockdown for another 2 weeks. Auckland has already been in lockdown for about 2 months as it deals with an outbreak of the highly contagious Delta variant. Thousands of Salvadorans have protested against the government's decision to adopt Bitcoin as legal tender. They're also unhappy with what they say is the president's attempt to concentrate power in his own hands.